On today's show, I'm speaking with Eric Walker, who is on the board of directors for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Alabama chapter. He's talking about his own passion for this work with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and the upcoming North Alabama Out of the Darkness Walk. After I finish my conversation with Eric, we'll be talking to Christina Bauscher with the Limestone Child Advocacy Center about a special fundraiser that they have coming up in November. I hope you'll stick with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to singingriverdentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad to have you join us today as we can talk about a very serious subject we've talked about before here on The Mark White Show. I had with me not too long ago, Misha Emmett. I believe that was in August. We met in Madison and we talked about American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And we talked specifically about the Alabama chapter and the walks that were going to take place across the state. We have an upcoming walk here in North Alabama. And I do have with me right now, Eric Walker, who is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Alabama Board of Directors member and is also serving as the chair for the North Alabama Out of the Darkness Community Walk. I'd like to welcome Eric to the show. Welcome, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thank you very much, man.
Glad to have you today. You traveled over to meet with me, and I appreciate that. I appreciate Misha for connecting us so that we could talk today about the North Alabama Walk. But before we get into the walk itself, I would like to talk about your passion for your work. Why did you decide to be a part of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention?
Thanks for that question, Mark. First of all, thank you for having me, man. You know, I started with this particular American Foundation for Suicide Prevention because a long time ago when I was in college, my college classmate died by suicide. And it was something that I talked to him daily. I didn't see. And then years later, I would personally struggle with depression and you know, have thoughts of suicide and things like that. And I know that is important in terms of talking about it, trying to figure out what was wrong with myself. I didn't really understand things. And the work that the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention does is really important in terms of learning about suicide, thinking about ways to prevent it, also just discussing it and making and destigmatizing the issue of suicide, because I think one of the issues that I initially had with my college classmates was that no one really talked about it. Just kind of like he died and it was over, you know, and we never talked about the reason and we never talked about suicide. And then when I was having depression myself and going through those thoughts, wasn't really anyone talked to. Wasn't out there, so it was just a stigma behind it too, you know, like, oh, we don't want to talk about suicide. So this organization, they're focused on not only destigmatizing but figuring out ways to prevent it, and that is really important to me.
Eric, why do we not want to talk about suicide? Why do we not want to talk about depression and what we're going through as human beings, our existence when it hurts so badly and we need help and support? What is it that causes that to be such a taboo subject?
You know, asking for help is hard. That's the hardest thing. I think any individual, you know, when you think about just down to the asking for assistance financially, if you're, you know, struggling financially, or if you're asking for help is hard. And the reason why we're so resistant to talking about suicide and so resistant about talking about mental illness and mental health, first of all, it deals with the stigma that we are self-reliant, we're overcomers, we can do things ourselves, and a lot of it just deals with that thing that, hey, I can do this. I can manage. Oh, I'm just having a bad day. And sometimes it's more than just having a bad day. Sometimes it's more than just going through, I'm just unhappy today, and we are so so focused on making it past, you know, oh, you can get up, you know, when so you see someone down, you get up. I played soccer. I played soccer, and I remember getting hurt sometimes. They say, oh, shake it off. Sometimes it's not that easy.
Right.
And that's something that we have done in our society so much is that we've just allowed the narrative that you don't need help. You can make it through it yourself, and that's not necessarily the best thing. So that is the hallmark to me, at least, is that we've really placed a high value on reliance, self-reliance. You can overcome anything, and that is the reason why we don't talk about suicide, don't talk about mental illness, because those things require help and asking for help, and we kind of negate that.
We've seen enough examples now that an individual just can't tough it out.
Right, right.
There have been enough suicides to this point. I believe that we should have an understanding that there's something more that's needed than just us finding some type of inner strength to overcome right. it. It doesn't just happen where we snap out of it. When right. a person is in depression, I can think about my own circumstances. There are people who have told me in the past, hey, call me if you have a problem. Call me if you need me.
Right.
I cannot for the life of me, when I'm in the middle of a depression, think of who those people are, who am I supposed to call, and why would I want to bother them with this? And I found myself struggling on my own. And a lot of people have found themselves struggling on their own, and they didn't reach out. They didn't feel comfortable talking to someone about what they were going through. And ultimately, they did choose to take their life. And that's one of those things we should learn as a society. First off, to understand what a person could be going through, the challenge that they could be facing, and how to look for signs. What are we looking for to see that someone could be on the brink of taking their life? And it's sad that we've had so many people who have taken their life, and a lot of family members and loved ones wonder what they could have done. And I believe that the organization offers support for those. Like Misha even shared her story of losing a friend to suicide. And there is support for people who continue to live, because that can be a cycle too, where someone takes their life and then someone else decides they're going to do the same thing. It's happened before. They're suffering because of the loss of a loved one.
Right, right. So true, so true. And also, you know, you mentioned not sure who to talk to. And one thing I recognize is that, you know, one of the biggest things that we have available that we didn't have available before was 988. 988 is a crisis line. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, they can call 988 and talk to someone. Because one thing, I share this a lot, is that not everyone's able to talk with someone that's depressed. Not everyone is able to handle those conversations, because you can either, you know, either harm or help. You know what I mean? Depending on how you pursue it. You can either do more harm or you can help. But if you're not really sure, you say, hey, look, I'm not the best person, but let's talk, let's call 988. That is a crisis line. Those people will get you the help you need. And that is one of the things that's changed in our society. We have more resources available, so that it's not a lot of pressure on family and friends to try to figure out how to have these conversations when they know there's a change in mood or change in attitude. When their family members are trying to figure out what to do, they're just expanded resources that we didn't have initially. I mean, those things were not always around. I mean, there were resources, but people didn't know how to use them. Now it's very simple. 988 is a national number, and they will connect you with someone in your area locally.
Therapy is expensive for a lot of people.
Exactly.
You try to find a good therapist, and you're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't have the resources to be able to afford that, although they need that help.
Right.
They need to have that support, but they can't afford it.
Right.
That's a challenge in and of itself, but with a resource like 988, at least they have a connection now, a way to call. It doesn't cost anything for them to do that, and that does take that excuse out of the equation that you don't have a place you can connect.
Right, exactly. And there are crisis centers throughout Alabama that are that will, you know, that you can go to. If they can refer you to some of those in places that are community serving where that, you know, you don't have insurance, like you said, it costs a lot. They can reference you to some people that are definitely will help you in that situation without, you know, charging you, as you say, with therapy, because therapy is expensive, but there are places that will help you in a community based.
I think it's important to note, we don't get over depression. It's something that can come in unexpectedly. It can be triggered by certain things, and it's a lifelong battle.
Right.
If you've battled depression, you are going to have a tendency to always battle depression. There's always going to be something that's going to come up. How have you found the ability to live with depression?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, because I think self-care is important. I go to a therapist. I see a therapist, but there are things I do to manage my depression. I try to find things that are light to me that make me, you know, to some degree happy. I try to avoid things that are triggers. I know my triggers too, you know, and knowing yourself and really thinking about things that are triggers to you is really important, because that I've noticed that has worked for me. My therapist told me, hey, Eric, let's focus on things that are triggers to you. Things that, you know, I was in the military. You know, I lost friends. There are things in family that I deal with. And some things I try to avoid just discussing, or try to avoid exposing myself to things that will personally lead me to a lower point. Because, as you mentioned, depression is something that is constant. And there are some days that I just don't feel as well as others. But I'm cognizant of the fact that there are things that are triggers to me. And so I try to avoid those things that are triggers and try to do a lot of self-care. There are times I say, well, I'm going to do something that I personally enjoy just for me.
You go to the gym.
Yeah.
I can tell
that.
It's not just eating pork chops and steak and laying on the couch.
Right,
is it?
Right.
Yeah, you work out.
Right.
People can't see that, but he's a gym master.
No, I mean, yeah, I go to the gym, and like this exercise is important to me. Like I said, you know, you and I talked about, you talked about sports and stuff. I start off playing football, and I'm from Texas, and I was in a program, and the guy said, hey, have you ever thought about playing soccer? I said, I'll never in my life play soccer. But I played one time. I really enjoyed it. I played in college. I really enjoyed it. I got so engulfed in the sport. So you find what makes you happy. Find what makes you happy.
I don't know what type of offense they ran on your football team, but you were probably halfback or tailback.
Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah. I played running back in high school. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then I switched over to playing fullback in soccer. So
wow.
It's crazy.
Right now, folks, we have with us Eric Walker. He is on the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Alabama Board of Directors. He is also serving as the chair for the North Alabama Out of the Darkness Community Walk. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this walk, how you can participate, how you can be a part of this effort. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices.
Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Have you heard of the legend of Happy Hollow? Well, legend has it, there's a mysterious store in Red Bay, Alabama, and on October 28th of this very year, its doors will finally open. Some people say the store has tons of different items, from hunting, fishing, camping, and sporting goods, to apparel, Western wear, home decor, even items for your fur babies. I can confirm this is no legend. Witness it for yourself on October 28th. Come shop with us and take part in several of our Halloween activities. You're sure to have a spooktacular time. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, on our Happy Hollow Outdoors page, as well as our Instagram under the same name. We look forward to seeing you October 28th. Doors open at 10 a.m., with Halloween activities beginning later in the evening. We're located at 985 9th Street West in Red Bay, Alabama. That's 985 9th Street West in Red Bay, Alabama.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. Misha Emmett, who is with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Alabama chapter, connected me with one of their board of directors. His name is Eric Walker. He is the chair for the North Alabama Out of the Darkness Community Walk. Welcome back to the show, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
It is sad the amount of people that have felt lost, that felt there was no hope in this life. And we've seen the suffering that happens from those who are left from suicide. I don't think the situation gets any better for those people. They don't say, well, I'm sure glad John took his life because my life just opened up all these opportunities and doors open. They miss that person and they grieve that loss for the rest of their lives.
Right, right, right. You're absolutely right. Survivors are important. That's what the foundation does as well. American Foundation for Suicide Prevention does have ways to support survivors of people who lost someone to suicide, because suicide comes from different areas. And it's very important to really highlight that. It's not necessarily, while we highlight the mental aspect of it, psychological, there are environmental pressures. Sometimes a person feels like, the bills and things that they're going on and lost their job are too high. Sometimes they feel like their family is alienated them. So there are a whole lot of reasons. So it's not really one particular reason. A lot of times we delegate it to just the mental aspect, but there are a whole lot of issues because a person can be totally unhappy with the way their life is going and they attempt suicide or die by suicide. So it's not necessarily one reason. And that's why it's important for those members around them. If you recognize changes in attitude or changes in mood, that you really like, go ahead and try to get help for those individuals. And to your point, the survivors, there's no you know, like, oh, you're, like you said, glad John's going. No, that's not. And those people need support as well, because if you lost someone, and as I lost a friend of mine in college, I thought about it over and over again. What could I've done? And the answer is, there's nothing that you can do. It's never your fault as a survivor. But that's what you will have to understand, is nothing you could have said, nothing could have done, because that person made a decision. Now, you know, what we can do in terms of looking at situations, real life, a person in real time, if a person's going through some things, they change a mood, try to get them help early.
Yes. And speaking of having help and support, this North Alabama Walk that you're a chair of, it's been organized to offer support. Your shirt, Walk to Fight Suicide.
Right.
And this is a walk that's a meaningful walk to a lot of people who have lost loved ones to suicide. Maybe there are those who want to walk because they are survivors of suicide. They are the people who have considered taking their life. And this is an important mission for you as people get out there and support this effort to bring awareness to suicide and to combat suicide.
Right, right. It's about education. It's about remembrance. It's about support. Education, meaning that, you know, we will have resources out there to educate the community of things that they can do to help prevent suicide. 988, I mentioned, other mental health resources out there that people need that are in crisis, but also support and to support those people who lost members of to suicide, whether it's family members, friends, or whoever. In there, you know, some people lost coworkers, so it's an opportunity to support and remember the ones who we've lost over the years to suicide, because that is important. And when you go to the walk, one thing about it is that you are amongst members who understand what you're going through, what you've been through. And it's a great community event. We raise funds for education. We're raising funds for support groups. We're raising funds for the American Foundation Suicide Prevention to prevent this from occurring to other family members or friends or whoever.
Let's talk about the details of the walk. It's happening this Sunday,
right,
October 22nd at 1 o'clock. Walk time is 2 o'clock.
Right, right.
So check-in is at 1 o'clock,
right,
and then by 2 o'clock, everybody's ready to walk.
Right, exactly. It's about a mile, we're going to come in at 1 o'clock. You can register right now online at fsp.org. You can type in AFSP, North Alabama Walk. It'll take you there, you know, more importantly, if you don't even want to go through the online stuff, just show up and we'll get you squared away.
And it's at Ditto Landing in Huntsville.
Right.
I guess people can type Ditto Landing into the GPS. It'll take them right to it.
Ditto Landing. Beautiful area. And no boats. You'll see the boats, the water. Great scenery.
And Misha Emmett, her phone number, 205-778-8284. Or you can email MEMMETT at AFSP.org. The Out of the Darkness Community Walk is a journey of remembrance, hope, and support. It unites our communities and provides an opportunity to acknowledge the ways in which suicide and mental health conditions have affected our lives and the lives of those we love and care about. And if you're looking for support, you can go to AFSP.org/get-help. You can also go to AFSP.org/resources. And again, if somebody wants to register online, AFSP.org/NorthAL to be a part of the North Alabama Out of the Darkness Walk Huntsville. Eric, I appreciate you joining me here on the show today to share your perspective, to share about your own battle and how you are now supporting others as a member of the board of directors for this special organization and your chair for this effort, the North Alabama Out of the Darkness Walk.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Thanks again, man. I look forward to seeing everyone at the walk, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Christina Bauscher from the Limestone County Child Advocacy Center, and she's going to share about a special silent auction that's coming up November 18th in downtown Athens. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Ordinary hero, talking about a hero.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue, I can sing a
welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm glad that you can be with us for this special segment as I talk to Christina Bauscher with the Limestone Child Advocacy Center and a special event coming up on November the 18th. Welcome back to the show, Christina.
Thank you for having me back.
Always glad to have you. Let's just start out with the work that you all do here at the Child Advocacy Center, how you support young people in the community.
So we are the Limestone Child Advocacy Center, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we provide critical services to children in our community that have been victimized by abuse.
And you have a great team of people who help support that effort in different aspects, mm-hmm. from therapists to the bookkeeper, making sure that things stay in line. Who is the executive director of the organization?
Our executive director is Miss Becky Bentley.
Becky's a wonderful person.
She is.
Known her for several years, all the way back to Tortillas Blanco when me and my wife had a tortilla factory. Becky was great about supporting our restaurant and our business, and we appreciate that. Always loved Becky and the work that she does here in the community. And of course, you're a director of marketing and fundraising. In that effort, you're trying to bring the community, be a resource to bring the community awareness to this effort?
I'm the community awareness coordinator with the Limestone Child Advocacy Center. So I'm always trying to create fundraising events and get involved with different community events just to spread awareness about our center.
How do you feel about the awareness as it stands right now in Limestone County? If you were to go out across the county and ask, do you know about the Limestone Child Advocacy Center?
I think that we've created a really good reputation within the city and the county, especially with our education specialist. She's in the county schools all the time, working with kindergarten through eighth grade, just working on her safety curriculum and helping the kids learn about body safety.
And when she goes to the schools, do the students know that it's tied to the Limestone Child Advocacy Center? Is that clear?
I think they know us, because we always, if we're out somewhere, they're like, we remember you. So they definitely remember us.
There is going to be an event in Athens on November the 18th, mm-hmm. and you all are part of that. Although you're down the street from the square,
right?
You're hoping that people will come and be a part of your silent auction, your effort here?
Yes. So on November 18th, we are hosting our third annual open house and silent auction. So we're hoping people come down across tracks and visit our center, bid on some of our auction items, and we will have the Grinch here lurking around the center, and we'll have photo opportunities to take with the Grinch as well while they're bidding on our silent auction items.
And your therapist dog?
Oh yeah, and hopefully Harper will be here dressed up as Max, so she will be available for some pictures too during her time here.
Can you give some examples of silent auction items at this time?
Right, so we have a pack from the Trash Panda. So it's a Trash Panda baseball tickets, a signed baseball, some different merchandise and swag from them. We're also picking up a jewelry item from Osborne's Jewelers in Athens that they're graciously donating to us. We also have a family pack from Cook's Museum that they're giving to us to auction off as well.
That may draw people to come across the tracks. They think about Christmas time and something from Osborne's Jewelers or Trash Pandas. People love the Trash Pandas and going to the game. Yeah. So, and Cook Museum is great. I love taking Cora to the Cook Museum. She enjoys that. And I know a lot of children have gone on field trips, so it's a great experience to get to go to the Cook Museum. It sounds like a great event. And how can people find out more information, or if they would like to contribute to the silent auction?
Right. So all of our information is listed on our website, limestonecac.com, or they can get in touch with me, Christina Bauscher, cbauscher@limestonecac.org.
Christina, it's always a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the great work that you do with the Limestone Child Advocacy Center to support these young people who are going through some very difficult and traumatic times. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you will share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.